Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Coast to coast.
All right, Carver, hi. Everybody knows it's smarter to be on Sports Grid. Go to the iTunes store. Get the Sports Grid app. It's phenomenal. Go to sportsgrid.com/watch to see all the many platforms that we're on. We continue talking about all the free agency in the NHL and trades, etc.
Yeah, just a couple of other things. Duchesne, who, of course, got bought out by Nashville, goes to Dallas. That was a one-year deal worth like $3 million. Bunting went to the Canes off of a couple 20-goal years in Toronto. Pacioretty, who basically didn't play last year, he played like three games, goes to the Caps. Orlov goes to the Canes also 2 years, $7.7 million but it is short-term. Orlov is an older guy, like you mentioned. Lucic goes back to the Bruins. Gudas to the Ducks. We mentioned Korpisalo. Blake Wheeler got bought out by Winnipeg. He goes to the Rangers. Ryan Reeves. I still can't believe these teams roll Ryan Reeves out there.
Right,
but he's
going
to go to Toronto.
He's awful. Blake Wheeler's shot. Jonathan Quick is shot. Milan Lucic is shot. They brought him back there for, I think, fans and for fights.
Right, but the two good things the Leafs did do was one-year deal Bertuzzi and Max Domi, and they get both of those guys in the mix,
those
which is a good deal.
Those are brilliant deals. Young, cheap, and they're good. They can play. I think Bertuzzi was one of the hottest names out there at his age, 27, 28 years old, in that window that I'm talking about, and he never made that much money, neither has Domi, living off his father's name. But he can play, and I think the two of them make Toronto better instantly. I know they didn't want to lose Bunning. I think Bunning, that's a great deal for Bunning. Bunning made around 900 grand, and now he'll finally make millions.
And I think why Bertuzzi takes a one-year deal is like what I was saying before. He can make $5.5 million this year, and let's say he plays with Matthews or plays with somebody like that. He has some huge year, puts up big numbers. He can go back to the well next summer and then get some kind of 5-6 year deal worth a lot of money. So I thought a smart play by Bertuzzi from that aspect. We said already Sorokin 8 for $8.25 with the Islanders. The Islanders also gave a bunch of their other guys 7-year deals, Scott Mayfield and a few others. So they're keeping guys around for long term. I didn't like that at all.
Why? Because let me guess. Well, you give me your answer, but my guess is because they gave all those guys these giant long-term deals, and they've already been there, and they've never gotten anything done.
Well, right. And look, Mayfield's coming off a deal where he made like $1.5 million, and he signed like a 5-6 year deal. Now they bump him up to $3-3.5 million. I don't think he's as good now as he was. I think he was really good for when Trotz was the coach. I think you're paying him now 7 years, $3 million. It just doesn't make
a lot of
sense for me down the road. I think they will as well. The Sharks may trade Erik Karlsson. That is a large contract, large contract.
The only way, and I know you're going to say I'm crazy, the only way that the Penguins can win in the Stanley Cup playoffs with that crap-ass goalie of theirs is if they put Erik Karlsson in front of him, because he's a better goalie than loser Jari is. He will stop more pucks with his skates, body, and stick than Jari can all day, every day. I'm telling you, that guy who just won the Norris again for the third or fourth time, if they put him on that Penguins defense, then they could finally have a playoff team, because they suck without it.
We welcome in our radio affiliates for El Coast to Coast on a Monday. Sirius XM 159 Sports Byline. Good to have you with us.
I heard the Penguins on Carlson.
It sounds like there's a few teams that could be in on him. It's a very large contract, but his play obviously came back to form this past year. Sharks did make one trade. They got Anthony Duclair from the Panthers. Steven Lorenz goes down to Florida. Lightning trade Pat Maroon, who's finished, to the Minnesota Wild. Maroon doesn't have much left, but he's
finished.
Won a lot of cups.
So is Killorn.
So that's why he goes there. Killorn's, I agree. I don't think Killorn will be the same player outside of that Tampa Bay system.
And who was the guy, I can't think of his name, that went to the Devils from that team that won the cups?
Palat. Andre Palat. Who was
He's not the same player without that team either.
Well, yeah, look, a lot of guys got paid off of that those Lightning Cup teams.
They all got rich.
There was Palat, Blake Coleman. You go on and on. There's a lot of guys who got rich from winning those cups, which is what happens. And they all, a lot of them had to leave the team because of that. Here's your odds for the cup. Really nothing changed. A couple teams went down. A couple teams went up. The Devils actually went from 12-1 to 11-1. The Knights went to 12-1. Oilers went down, and the Bruins went down 10-1 to 11-1. So not much movement. And I didn't even want to give you the NBA one because guess what? Nobody moved after all those NBA moves. Nothing changed in terms of the odds board of who's going to win the title.
I think, again, it's right now, am I wrong? Carolina and the Devils are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference.
I think you can make that case. I think you absolutely can. I think that they're going to be two teams with, especially if they play like they did this year, they're going to be right there in the mix again this coming season. I don't think Vegas is going to be as good. I think they won the cup. I don't know if they're going to be back near the top of the mountain. All right, we'll come back and start to get into all of the baseball. We've got lots of it that we have to get to here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, in the pouring rain in Chicago at that disastrous NASCAR street race. I mean, that's as bad as like them doing the Sonoma one. Like, no one cares. Like, honestly, like, no one's told them. Like, no one watched. Did you see how many, like, pile-ups they had in wrecks in the streets? Every time they made a turn, 12 cars piled up on each other. It was the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. What do they think? They're Formula One now? At least Tino's entertaining. The races aren't.
Bad mix. I mean,
did you see him in the rain?
Rain and no lights. And I only knew it happened because like
he was soaking wet.
Tino.
Tino does the coverage like Sports Grid style. My man, like ESPN's got a chick holding an umbrella over the reporter for all the live shots. Tino does it straight raw in the rain with like a mic in his hand. He's holding like a mic. He's gushing water all over his face. I mean, he's way more entertaining than that stupid NASCAR. You can quote me on that.
It's a tough watch.
I don't know what's worse, NASCAR or tennis.
I've been telling you for years about NASCAR. They lost all their stars and they never created new ones. And tennis has the same problem. They lost all their stars and they haven't created new ones. It's just that simple.
How lame are they? How lame are they that they put that chick out there today, Venus Williams? Now, I know she's a 5-time champ.
She was one of the
greatest tennis players that ever played in the history of the game. Now they're going to say they did it because of respect for her and her career at Wimbledon to put her on center court. But she's like 90 years old now playing and got her ass beat today. You cannot roll that chick out on center court. That's what's wrong with tennis. You're going to roll out some 90-year-old to play tennis on center court on the opening day of Wimbledon? You deserve to have no viewers.
But that's part of the problem. That's one of those last names that they're grasping onto, the Williams sisters. That once they're gone, you really got nothing in women's tennis. And
Carter,
I
get,
Look, they don't have
you
anybody.
You can beat her in tennis in a suit.
Well, look, it's not if it's. It's just it's name value. It's when somebody hears the name,
Bobby,
they know what that person does.
Can we set up a things to do guide in the things to do manual? Can you play Carver High against Venus Williams at center court with Carver High wearing a suit in 100 degree heat and a tie?
She'll probably beat me.
But, and he'll play with a pickleball racket and still beat her. 3-1 odds.
Agassi, Sampras, Connors, Chrissy Everett,
Wendell.
Martina Navratilova. There used to be on both the men's and the women's
Gabby
side
Sabatini.
Household names that everybody knew who they were. And in the last 25 years of tennis, you have the Williams sisters, Nadal, Federer, and Djokovic. And guess what? Four of those five are out the door pretty much now.
Done.
And it's going to be just Djokovic because the Williams sisters are pretty much finished. Nadal
Done.
And Federer are pretty much are finished. Where are they now? Who's next? Where are the people anybody cares about watching them play? They don't have them. NASCAR doesn't have people that people care about them driving anymore. They lost the Earnhardts and the Tony Stewarts and the and all these guys. They just they don't
I
have
haven't
any
watched
stars
a NASCAR
anymore.
Race in 30 years. And I've been
used to know who
I've
they
been
were.
To more I've been to more NASCAR races than any of you. And I've never watched a lap when I was there. All I did was party in the infield. I never even watched a car go around the track. I just was in the infield drinking and partying and smoking. I wouldn't watch NASCAR if someone kidnapped me and duct taped me to a chair in front of a TV watching it.
When I was 18 to 25 years old, I didn't watch NASCAR either. But I knew who Jeff Gordon, Dale Earnhardt Jr., Tony Stewart. I knew who those guys were. I didn't watch, but if you said their names to me, I would know that they were NASCAR drivers.
Right.
I knew Agassi and Sampras were tennis. You couldn't pick these NASCAR guys out of a lineup nowadays. You couldn't pick them out of a lineup, these guys that are
Not
driving
one.
These cars.
Not one.
Or say their names. You wouldn't have any idea who they are. Nobody knows. But people still watch. God bless them. And we still bet on it. And Tino does a great job. But they've lost their star power. And we've talked about this for years. All right,
honestly,
baseball.
Hillbillies watch.
NASCAR George. We miss NASCAR George from back in the day. He used to call us up and
he was way better than NASCAR.
He had it all. He had everything going on. NASCAR George from North Carolina when he used to call in. Baseball now. I think the Braves have won 17 out of 18. They now have the best record in baseball percentage points wise. They've passed the Rays because they never lose. They've won eight in a row. They swept the Marlins over the weekend. And every night it seems like they hit like 3, 4, 5 home runs. Yesterday it was Ozzie Albies, the 2-run go-ahead shot on Bally Sports South.
Ozzie Albies in the air down the right field line. Drifting back is Soler. It's gone! Just enough! And the Braves have taken the lead.
You know what's funny, Mike? When you're this good, which is what they are. They're the best team in baseball, hands down. They're the best team in baseball. The problem with them is the same problem they had back in the day when they won 14 straight division titles and won World Series. This team that is so good, it's scary, and yet they don't win the World Series. They need to win multiple World Series. They need to win 2 or 3 of the next 4 if they're that. You know, if you're that good, you've got to prove it when it matters, not in late June and early July. You got to do it in October, and that's all there is to it. They don't win titles enough for as loaded as they are. And you know I'm right.
It's true. They
the
don't
Yankees
win titles.
The Yankees won 5 titles with that team from 96 on. That's what Reggie Jackson was talking about. When he was with the A's, they won 3 in a row. And when you're like the big red machine or you're the Yankees or you're the A's back in the day, you win titles, rollover. He said it best, Reggie. It's one thing being a champion. It's another being a dynasty. When you win multiple championships, how do you go from being a winner to a champion that wins multiple titles, a dynasty? There's one thing. Winning one doesn't mean anything. It's like in the Stanley Cup, you get that ring, you're set for life. But if you win 3 of them like Crosby, you win 2 of them like Yager and Lemieux, and now Lemieux 5 as a player and as an owner, That's, you know, the Islanders win in four. The Oilers win in five. The Red Wings. But if you just win one, you suck.
The Reds continue to play good baseball. They win another series this weekend, a couple wins in very dramatic fashion. Once again, they had the late night comeback Friday night against the Padres. And then yesterday in the eighth, Tyler Stevenson, the go-ahead two-run homer on Bally Sports Cincinnati.
First pitch, right field, Tatis back. Gone! His first pitch off the bench. Stevenson ambushes Apple, and the Reds ahead once again. Touchdown, Stevenson.
There you go.
Touchdown, Stevenson. With the Brewers losing right now this afternoon, if the Reds won later this evening in Washington, they will be back in first place, Scotty, in the NL Central, and you have seven games between the Reds and the Brewers coming up really in the next week and a half. They're going to play a series going into the All-Star break in Milwaukee. They will then play the first series out of the All-Star break in Cincinnati. So lots of Red Brewer games coming up as they are both kind of deadlocked in the NL Central right now. The Phillies lost a horrible game to the Nationals. Bad weekend for them as it looked like they were kind of getting things going. 5-4, they lost. Candelario hit a big home run for the Nats in that one. The Brewers, who are losing today, they beat the Pirates yesterday. I did like the Bucco win Friday night, that Carlos Santana homer, really late night Friday.
I love when he danced at home plate.
Gave a little dance, too. Bucco's going to L.A. this evening with Helen Keller on the mound. We'll have to discuss later on.
Against Kershaw.
They always play good in L.A. Let's go.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So they got the swing for the fences deal at BetMGM here on the Lion's Share. How do you get it? Okay, log on to your app, the BetMGM app, and you play the MLB free-to-play game from now till September 7th. Be a batter, pick an area of the strike zone. So a single, double, triple, home run, or pop out. Receive the prize associated with that type of hit. Play it once a day. Prizing must be used on baseball and expires in 24 hours. Look who's back from vacation. Davis Lee Roth Maddock from Fantasy Sports Today and Coast to Coast on Sports Grid. Davis, I want to start with the Braves because we were talking about them before on the show. And eight in a row, 23 of 26. They're, in my view, undoubtedly the best team in baseball, hands down. They're lethal. They're dangerous. But my point to Carver High was when you're that good, as they've been for the last few years, and as they are today, they're better today than they were the last 3 years. And they've got nothing to show for it. Like, honestly, like, if you're that good, I compared it to the A's in the 70s, the Reds, Big Red Machine, the Yankees in the late 90s. When you're that good, you have to win multiple titles. You have to roll over. You cannot be the Braves that won 14 division titles and one World Series. That's all they had to show for it. They remind me of that team again. They've got to win the title this year. They've got to win it.
There'll definitely be some regrets if it does turn out, you know, very similar to those early 90s teams where it felt like they were consistently the best team in baseball. But, I mean, you know, baseball, I guess of the major American sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, baseball is essentially the most random compared to the sample that you get from the regular season to the postseason, you know, 162 games compressed into much smaller series. You see the worst team win baseball series, you know, all the time. I mean, teams would have to play so many games to get something close to the constant. I mean, obviously the gold standard is basketball, seven game series. You have a lot of chances for, and in fact, most of the time, the best team does win in, you know, basketball series. And, you know, it's not about the seeding. It's just about what you're able to put out on the field. And I mean, I think you're 100% right. The Braves are pretty clearly the best team in baseball, but you know, any given night, the Pirates can beat the Braves. The Royals can win a game. The Athletics can take a game off of the Rays or whatever. And in fact, the Rays lost a series to the Oakland Athletics. So anything can happen. But there would certainly, I think you're right, be like a pretty deep sense of having missed something special if the Braves don't win a couple titles with this nucleus of players.
Did the Royals just win that series from the Dodgers?
They did. They were pretty impressive based on what their baseline had been for the entire year. They put up a 9 spot yesterday, and they beat them 6-4 the night before. So I don't know. I guess fly the banner. Took a series off the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Royals are. I can't even give them any attention right now. They are so bad, and they're going to trade Salvador Perez probably to the Marlins. It's real sad scenes there.
So do yourself a favor. I was talking about it earlier. Watch the, if you haven't already, the Reggie documentary on Amazon Prime. It's really cool. You got to see it if you love baseball. That's just all I have to say about it. It's badass. Do you think Helen Keller can win tonight at Dodger Stadium now that they flip Kershaw for Grove?
Yeah, I mean, I've been backing your boy Keller all year long. Well, I guess not all year long. I definitely was not a believer at the beginning, but he's just been so steady for them. Doesn't really matter who they're playing. He pretty much gets his 6 clean innings in. It's really just a matter of what does the offense behind him do. Although, to be fair, again, we mentioned this a bunch on the show. This is definitely not the Dodgers team that you remember. I mean, you know, David Peralta's batting 5th. They're rotating their 3rd outfielder every single night. They're calling up guys. It's just those middle infield injuries that they suffered in spring training. They just have not been adequately able to cover that. I mean, no team that wants to win a World Series should be playing Miguel Rojas every single day, but that's what the Dodgers have had to do. I mean, ask the Miami Marlins how playing Miguel Rojas every single day worked out for them. And I don't see an updated line on that yet with the scratch, but price dependent, I could be interested.
So I want to ask you about the Phillies. They lost to the Nats, whatever. They didn't play well in that series, but they're right there. They're actually doing the exact same thing almost to a T that they did last year in June as they turn the corner into July. And a lot of people feel, what are they, 1.5 out of a playoff spot? That they're going to replace one of these teams that's going to make a mistake, slip, have a bad week or two, and the Phillies are going to pop into one of those wild cards. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I hope Scoop Mish is not listening to the program here, but I think that the Phillies are going to end up overtaking the Marlins. So the Marlins just lost Jazz Chisholm Jr. They need to make a move pretty immediately, I think.
You mean he came back and they lost him again?
Yeah, yeah, he's already banged up again. He's already injured.
What happened?
I didn't see the injury, but it looks like it's going to be a 15-day IL stint for him, which is not great, right? You don't.
He's
really
missing
want
the whole season.
I've got no clear indications if he's missing the entire season, but it does.
But I mean,
like
up to this point,
happen.
He has.
Yes, yeah. I mean, he's only got 180 plate appearances this year. So we'll see what ends up happening there. But, and I honestly just have not believed in this Marlins run. You know, they're crazy in one run games. They've gotten some good performance. They were getting good performances from Jesus Sanchez and Brian De La Cruz. Their bats are really calming down now. And the Phillies are just way better than them. And I think they're probably better than the Brewers too. So I don't really see a way that they end up missing. You know, the minimum, they're going to get one of those wild card spots.
So Jones just doubled to deep center. Tavi Miller and Yelich scored, clearing the bases. It's 6-6 now. They were down 6-0 to the Cubs in Milwaukee. They're in the bottom of the 7th, and they have the bases loaded, 2 outs, and they have tied the Cubs. A wild one today in Brewtown.
a super wild one. And Victor Caratini just got hit by a pitch. We got the bases loaded there. I mean, look, a good day out at the ballpark for anyone who, you know, just decided to skip off of work on July. You said, I don't want to work the fourth. I'm not working the third either. Not really much better you can get than a bunch of runs in a day baseball game.
And how about Texas? They just tied up Houston in the bottom of the seventh. They were down big in that game, getting their ass beat, but Garcia just homered to left center to tie the game. 20 runs in that game. What do you think of that?
Oh, I love it. I mean, I love football scores. There's really nothing better than that. The Rangers just don't quit, man. I keep checking their stuff every single day, and I can't even believe how good they've been in the American League. They are one of the most surprising out-of-nowhere teams. I mean, Martin Perez got hammered today, and I think they're going to end up replacing him in their rotation, but the rest of their guys are really strong in the rotation.
Let's get your picks for the rest. There's 8 night games tonight. What do you like?
Well, I already know you're going to hate this first one, but I'm taking the Mariners money line plus 115. We got Brian Wu going up against the San Francisco Giants. I knew you were going to hate that. I knew you were going to be on the Giants there. This Brian Wu kid, he's been phenomenal. 33% K rate, 6% walk rate. I'm kind of short on the Giants in general too. And eventually the Mariners got to start hitting, right? I mean, eventually they got to start hitting.
Not at Oracle, not on the road, not against that team that's just been kicking ass and taking names for a month straight. The Giants are the real deal. Webb is good. Now, I've heard that Wu, they're concerned about his wear and tear. Like, he's just been pitching too many innings, too many pitches. And now what I heard was they were leery on starting him tonight. And then I think they want to watch his pitch count massively. Let's see what else you got tonight.
All right, I've got the over in the Royals and the Twins game. It's like basically a bullpen game for the Royals. They've got this guy, Austin Cox. They're trying to stretch out. He's going to go about 3 or 4 innings. He is brutal. I mean, he's just a really brutal starting pitcher. And the Royals lineup, you know, whatever, they're not great either. But we got warm weather out there. Joe Ryan getting deeper into the season. But really, it's just about, I think the Twins might get to this over themselves.
So you think the Braves keep rolling in Cleveland off at a sweep of the Marlins?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I do. I mean, I just want to keep betting on the Braves. I think this run they're on is phenomenal. I think the price tonight at minus 155. I mean, if I was if I worked in the risk-making market at any of these sports books, I'd be like, dude, you are going to get you're going to get chewed out if you post the Braves at any shallower than minus 180 on any given night. I just do not want to be against them. And now Elder, he is going to regress a little bit as a pitcher at some point, but I don't even think it matters. They're just too good.
And then the last game you're involved in is the Marlins. I like the Marlins tonight over St. Louis, Garrett over Mikolas. You got him for K's, though.
Yeah, Braxton Garrett has came up and immediately just been absolutely destroying batters this year. He had a 13K game against the Pirates. He did not do particularly well against Boston, only 2 strikeouts. But his K rate is 29%, really strong. I think he gets 6 innings pitched here. And, I mean, it's just the Cardinals. The Cardinals are just pathetic.
I would give Ohtani $600-700 million to keep him in Anaheim. No way would I trade him for anything. I would keep him no matter what to run my business.
I mean, trading away the greatest player in the game, it just I don't think you can find any math that that makes any of that make sense to me.
Look at your boy Davis Lee Roth after a vacation, fresh and ready to fire on CNC. We'll catch up with you, bro. Have a great four.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver, hi. I have seen it all. I'm watching Chapman pitch for the Texas Rangers right now. He was in Kansas City for a milkshake, and now he's pitching for the Rangers in a 10-10 game at Globe Life in Arlington against the Astros. Who would have thunk it? I thought at the end of the line in Kansas City, he was shot.
I thought so, too. They just made that trade for him a couple of days ago. But both of these afternoon games, absolutely nuts. Both games had 6-0 leads that have been blown. The Astros actually had a 10-2 lead at one point, so they had an 8-run lead in this game. It is now 10-10 after an Adolis Garcia solo homer in the bottom of the seventh. So 10-10 in Arlington. And look, we didn't get to talk about this because it started when we came on. I thought the Rangers needed this game today, Scotty. To avoid losing 3 out of 4 to Houston. I saw some stat this morning, because they've been losing to them, that, you know, they've gotten fat on the bad teams and their record against the good teams isn't very good. So I thought this was a must-have for the Rangers. So a big effort by them coming back and getting this thing even. And now we'll see if they can actually finish the job. Milwaukee, the same thing. 6-0 they were down, and they have gotten it to 6-6 after that Jones double cleared the bases. So two wild afternoon games going here on a Monday, July 3rd, as Davis said to you.
The Cubs got out of the jam, though. The bases were loaded.
The Cubs did get out of the jam.
It could have gotten way worse. They could have been losing, but they're still tied going to the eighth.
Both games now going to the top of the eighth inning, or both in the top of the eighth inning, we should say. All right, couple more from yesterday. The Red Sox sweep the Jays. The Jays have had all kinds of problems with Boston this year, Scotty. Yesterday, they were tied at 4 in the ninth. Alex Verdugo on Nesson puts him ahead for good.
He was an all-star last year. There's a swing and a drive. Doogie hopped all over it, and she is gone! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! And the Sox lead it 5-4.
So that was in the ninth inning. And look, let me just point out, not only did they get swept, they're 0-7 against the Red Sox this year. And how about this? They're like literally have 7 wins against the AL East the entire series against teams in their division. Let's face it, the Jays season is going to be predicated at the end of the day on the fact that they can't win games against opponents in their own division. It's going to be the death of them.
7-20 is the Toronto record against everybody else in the AL East this year. 7-20. They have not been good, and that includes that 0-7 against the Boston Red Sox. The Angels, Scotty, continue to hang in there. We've gotten to July, and the Anaheim Angels are still in the mix. And why? Because Ohtani is an absolute freak. About 450 feet for his 31st yesterday on Bally Sports West.
There's a long cookout. That one might be longer than the other. Number 31 for Shohei Ohtani.
115 miles per hour exit velocity, 454. That was almost Barry Bonds-like territory in the 0-2 World Series. What a shot for Shohei. Some like it hot, and that baseball was crushed.
So Trout followed with a home run, and here's the deal. They're 7-1 when they hit, both of them, a home run in the same game. And over the last, 3 years, they got 19 of such wins, where if they both hit a home run in the same game, they never lose. This is the reason that I would do anything if I'm Marino or whoever. I don't care who owns the Angels. How stupid do you have to be? You cannot possibly be a billionaire and be stupid, right? So how stupid do you have to be to let that guy go at this point in his life and career and age? He is the most extraordinary player in baseball, without a doubt. He's almost unhittable. He's got he leads in almost every category in pitching, not all, but a majority of everything, strikeouts, everything else. Team batting average against him. I mean, the guy's savage. ZRA, everything. He's top three in the league.
Five. Yeah.
Okay, and then he's got 31 home runs. Like, this guy is the only reason, and I mean only, not even Trout. I don't even think people care about paying for a ticket to see Mike Trout anymore. They all buy tickets to watch Ohtani. And I think Mike Trout would actually buy a ticket to watch Ohtani. He gets to watch him on the, you know, on deck circle. And he stands there and watches this guy hit home runs. Under no circumstances can you give me one reason, not one, not even a half a one, of why you would trade that guy. Well, I would give him $700 million tomorrow to play the rest of his career with the Angels. And then you have a business that can turn and burn at the turnstiles, in the concessions, in the merchandising, in the selling of it, in your TV deal, in your radio deal. When you have a guy that good, I mean, honestly, I actually think he's bigger than Judge. And I think Judge is irreplaceable in New York. I think Ohtani's bigger than Judge because he pitches and because he's Asian. And I think that in Southern California, which has a gigantic Asian population, I believe letting him go would be the dumbest thing I've ever seen happen in the history of baseball.
Yeah, you're all those things you mentioned, and you also attach the fact that you're bringing in a major international marketing with them across the Pacific is just massive. But look, it's the same story it's always been. They got to play some playoff games, right? I mean, let's be fair here. I mean, this is every single year, even before Ohtani got there. Now this year, 45-41. They are two games back of the wild card right now. They're six games back of the Rangers in the AL West, but the wild card is there for them. Forget about trading him. They need to find, Scotty, some arms that can go along with these bats that they have. Now, we've heard, you know, that the Guardians want to trade Kluber, like it's or trade Bieber. That's the kind of guy that is pitched in the American League, you know, maybe can help them. They need to be looking to add pitching and finally get these two guys together in the playoffs on that major stage. That's what's got to be the focus, not trading him away. They need to be looking to add to try to finally get themselves over the hump. Orioles beat the Twins 2-1. You and Davis talked about this. Royals took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. 9-1 Kansas City beat them yesterday, as the Dodgers have been scuffling with the Buccos coming into town tonight. Tigers beat the Rockies 14-9. Lots of homers at Coors Field yesterday. Javi Baez got it started in the first with the grand salami on Bally Sports Detroit.
Baez rips one deep left field. That's out of here. A grand slam for Baez, and the Tigers are up early in Colorado.
They hit two grand slams in the game.
Yes, they did. They hit two grannies in the game, a ton of homers as they beat up on Colorado. Boy, they really stink, too. The Rockies are a bad baseball team, that's for sure. White Sox beat the A's 8-7. Mariners beat the Rays 7-6. Cleveland beat the Cubs 8-6 at Wrigley in 10 innings. Big win for them. Josh Naylor in the 10th. Put him ahead for good on Bally Sports Cleveland.
Up the middle and through. Jimenez scores the go-ahead run. Rosario to the plate. He will score as well. And Josh Naylor nails one right back through the box to put the Guardians back in front 8-6.
I mean, they're in it, right? The Guardians are in it.
They certainly are. I guess you could say everybody except Kansas City's in it in that awful AL Central. As that White Sox, good win for them. Got it back to 5 games, Scotty, for them. We got that nice ticket on the White Sox, though. Hopefully, maybe.
You see in this game, this rundown, what just happened?
No, I did not. I have a Brewer game on.
They literally just had a rundown, had a guy dead to rights between second and third. Third baseman throws it over Altuve's head into right field. And now they've got runners on the corners with one out in the bottom of the eighth. 10 apiece, and Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band is up.
Bob Seger. Meanwhile, the Brewers have runners on the corners. I have the Brewer game on. You have the Ranger game on. Brewers have something going on here in the bottom of the eighth as well, as both teams that were down big this afternoon looking to go ahead. That would have been a nice in-game parlay earlier, a couple hours ago, if we would have took those two teams when they were down 6-0, we'd be rolling. Mets needed to get rolling, And they did this weekend. They finally have won a couple of games. They take 2 out of 3 from the Giants. They've won 2 in a row. Pete Alonso, the polar bear, putting the exclamation point on ESPN last night.
And Pete hammers this thing.
Hey.
Left center field, ready for the derby. A 2-run shot for Alonso, and it is 8-4.
So he'll be in the home run derby in Seattle as well. Actually, that home run derby this year, right as it stands now, is literally stacked with great hitters.
It is stacked. You're right about that. They have, I know Mookie Betts is going to be in it. You're going to have Alonso. You're going
to have a couple guys. They got it in.
Vladdy.
11-10.
The Brewers, just as you said that, also got the go-ahead run in 7-6. They lead the Cubbies
11-10.
In Milwaukee. So both teams that were down heavy now in the lead. The Cardinals beat the Yankees 5-1 yesterday. They take 2 out of 3 from the Bombers. Brendan Donovan, the 2-run blast on Bally Sports Midwest.
Should have never got rid of Montgomery.
And now he digs in with a 3-1 count. Edmund Goodlee, the big
swing and a drive. Belt in right field. Head to track. Hit the wall. It's way out of here.
I've never heard of that guy, ever.
Brendan Donovan, your boy. Brendan Donovan. Donovan's pub as he goes
isn't
deep.
What was the show on Showtime with the guy, Liev Schreiber?
Ray Donovan.
Ray Donovan. That's Ray him. Donovan. That's his cousin. Yes.
Ray Donovan. Brendan Donovan. Wasn't that the brother? Wasn't Brendan the brother's name on it?
Yes.
Brendan was the brother's name on Ray Donovan.
The youngest one that was crazy.
The youngest. Yes, he was nuts. Carlos Rodon will allegedly make his Yankee debut on Friday night against the Cubs. Can't wait for that. I can't wait to see this guy finally pitch for the Yankees. That'll be fun. Can they get through these 4 games with the Orioles first, Scotty? They got 4 games with the Birds starting tonight. They look so lifeless. Even the game they won in the second half of that doubleheader Saturday night, St. Louis looked like it was the last place they wanted to be this weekend for the Yankees. They
had a wretched road trip. Horrible. Oh. And then tonight, they're taking on Wells. And I bet on him. I bet on Baltimore. They own the Yankees.
They go 3-3 against 2 last place teams on the road. Just a very lifeless, gutless road trip. All right. When we come back, we'll do this day in sports history. Then at the top of the hour, I'll give you the rest of the all-star teams, the reserves and the pitchers were announced last night. Then we have games tonight that we have to get.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's time for another exciting edition of Today in Carver High History.
It certainly is. We'll start today in 1959. Haro's good buddy, Gary Player, wins the first of his 9 major titles when he takes the British Open by 2 strokes as Haro heads across the pond for like his month-long European vacation. 1966 Braves pitcher Tony Cloninger becomes the first NL player and only pitcher to hit 2 Grand Slams in a game. 1970 Angels pitcher Clyde Wright throws a no-hitter against the A's. 1970 Billie Jean King wins her 3rd and final Wimbledon title, 3rd leg of her successful Grand Slam. 73 brothers Gaylord and Jim Perry each face each other for the only time in their MLB careers. 76, Bjorn Borg wins the first of his 5 straight Wimbledon titles. Chrissy Everett won Wimbledon in 1981, her 3rd and final. 82, Navratilova beat Chris Everett for the first of her 6 straight Wimbledon titles. Jeez, 83, the Texas Rangers, 12 runs in the 15th inning against the A's to set an MLB single extra innings record. They won the game 16-4. Imagine having the under in that game. 83, John McEnroe wins Wimbledon for the 5th career Grand Slam title. 88, Gene Nelson of the A's, first AL pitcher to steal a base since 73. Steffi Graf won Wimbledon in 93. 94, huge World Cup upset. Romania eliminated Argentina. How about that? 94, Pete Sampras successfully won Wimbledon. 99, Lindsay Davenport beat Steffi Graf. 2004, Maria Sharapova First Russian to win Wimbledon after she beat Serena. 2005, Federer. 2006, Yzerman retired. 2010, Serena won. 2011, Djokovic won. And in 2020, Cleveland Indians owner Paul Dolan announces he would review changing the team's name, which, of course, they would eventually do. There you go today.
Like, is that not crazy, the amount of, like, Wimbledon titles you just rattled off that they won in a row? Navratilova, yeah. 6 in a row. Borg, yep. 5 in a row. I mean, honestly.
Crazy. Now you don't even know who wins.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.